California federal judge ruled this week that Thick and Pharrell Williams have to pay nearly $5 million to the family of Marvin Gaye because the song is similar to Gaye's 1977 single, Got to Give It Up.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. Here's your forecast for today. Cloudy, breezy, wet at times with scattered to numerous showers around. Very mild. High temperature up to about 67. Tonight, slowed down to 47. Tomorrow, with a high in the upper 50s, a mostly cloudy day, but I can't rule out a few sun breaks here and there. Rain chances, not zero, but let's say 20% or less, especially first half of the day. Should be good for Christmas on the Coosa and the Camellia Bowl and other stuff tomorrow. Then on Sunday, a pretty nice day. High near 60, partly sunny. I think we'll be near 60 Monday, too, with lots of sunshine around. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left a woman dead. Police say this happened around 2:15 Thursday afternoon in the 1500 block of South Court Street. If you can help police find the shooter, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Montgomery police say they responded to four bomb threats on Thursday. One threat led to temporary evacuations at Auburn University at Montgomery. All of the threats have now been cleared. Numerous bomb threats were reported in cities across the country. And Mayor Todd Strange says that the city's recycling plant is set to reopen on January 7th. Mayor Strange says the plant will operate just as it did when it closed down in October of 2015. The plant is already slowly accepting some trash to test its machinery. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at Martha Ray's Florist.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
Don't miss the first ever old-fashioned Christmas celebration at Kickback Ranch and Event Center. This festive event for the whole family takes place Sunday, December 16th between 2 and 7 p.m. Come tell Santa all of your Christmas wishes. Warm your hands around the bonfire and enjoy food trucks, hot apple cider face painting, and Christmas lights galore. That's Sunday, December 16th at Kickback Ranch and Event Center, located just off Highway 331 South in Raymer. For more information, visit kickbackranch.net.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddle duds sheets, or a diamond ring. and get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The average smoker tries to quit up to 30 times, and many are looking for an alternative. Juul was designed by smokers, for smokers, to be a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Juul is a vapor product that contains nicotine for a satisfying transition. If you're one of the 34 million adults who smoke, know that there is an alternative to cigarettes. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Party.
Alabama turns 199 years old today.
Fun.
Does it look older? I think it looks a day older. Welcome back in. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. I'm Baron. I'm here. Jack should be back Monday. I think he's going to take the day off as well. Joey may be stopping by in a little bit. I asked one of our other regulars if he wanted to come by. Out of commission today. So, hey, I may end up being here alone. And that's okay. We'll get through it. There's gigantic news that's just dominating all your normal news services because it's bad for President Trump. We'll get to that. We'll get to the news that really matters. You notice anytime there's a leak of information that's bad for Trump. I had this conversation this morning with Jeff Blake from our sister station, 98.9. This was during the break. We didn't do this on air down there. But anytime there's really a huge piece of negative news about Trump, I go looking for what, and it's not time sensitive. Like, there's no reason the news broke on that particular day. I go looking and saying, okay, what are they trying to cover up? What happened that they're trying to keep off the front page of the news? What happened that they're trying to keep out of the limelight? Well, I think I figured it out. There are a couple of different things that they're trying to keep out. One is really just a series of bad headlines for the Clinton Foundation. It's nothing that's a threat to take down the Clinton Foundation. If you followed Fox News yesterday, in all likelihood, you saw that there was a hearing. If you followed any of the other news stations, you didn't see it at all. They didn't cover it. You saw there was a hearing on Capitol Hill. Mark Meadows, the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, this is the ultra-far-right group in Congress. Mark Meadows held a subcommittee hearing on the Clinton Foundation. More importantly, or more specifically, on whether or not the Clinton Foundation paid all the taxes they're owed. There's an interesting reason this popped up. This was not part of traditional government oversight. In other words, the hearing you saw yesterday probably has nothing to do with what's actually going on investigatively into the Clinton Foundation. You can draw no conclusions based on the hearing yesterday that something's going on with the Clinton Foundation. If you want to know how the hearing came to be, it's an interesting set of facts. And when I tell you the set of facts, you'll go, oh, okay, that makes more sense. There are two guys named Lawrence Doyle and John Moynihan. They own a firm called MDA Analytics. MDA Analytics. These guys go around, they analyze corporate records, revenues, expenditures. They analyze individuals, and they try to figure out if they can provide evidence that there are tax violations, if there are taxes owed that are not being paid. So they'll look at public records. It's all mostly public records. They'll work with whistleblowers, and they'll pay people off and all this. But they'll go around. MDA Analytics will go around and examine publicly available information or whistleblower information, and they'll try to figure out if a corporation or an individual owes more taxes than that person or corporation is paying. They're essentially financial bounty hunters. And they do this because the IRS has an interesting reward program for tattletales. If you find out a business owes $100 million more taxes than it actually paid, and you bring it to the IRS's attention and they do their investigation, they find out that you are correct, you get between 10 and 30% of the recovery. It's like a quitam action, which is essentially what it is. But if you find out somebody's defrauding the government, somebody's perpetrating fraud on the government and costing the government money, and you bring it to the government's attention and they fix it and they recover that money, you get a portion of that money. And the IRS has the exact same system in place. So what these guys do is they're financial bounty hunters. They go around and look for people who look like they owe more taxes than they're paying. They try to figure out, can they prove it? They put the case together. They submit it to the IRS. And if the IRS bites and agrees with them and goes and recovers the money, they make a windfall. Based on their investigation into the Clinton Foundation, they thought there might be missing tax payments in the neighborhood of $400 to $2.5 billion. Let's just take the low end, $400 million, and let's take the low percentage, 10%, that they would ever get if the IRS bid on this. That's $40 million. Well, for $40 million, you might do a fair amount of investigating. You might work with whistleblowers within the organization. That's exactly what happened here. Lawrence Doyle and John Moynihan, proprietors of the firm MDA Analytics, investigated the Clinton Foundation and concluded, in their opinion, between $400 million and $2.5 billion were owed in taxes. Along the way, they uncovered what they thought were other crimes that the Clinton Foundation or the proprietors of the Clinton Foundation, Bill and Hillary Clinton, might have been involved in. Well, they turned this all over to the IRS a year or two ago. They say, Mr. IRS, we think you're owed a bunch of money. We hope that you investigate it, and when you conclude, as we believe you will, that you are, in fact, owed a bunch of money, and you go and recover it, we would like our 10 to 30%. An interesting thing happened along the way. They turned it in, and the IRS said, nah, we disagree. That doesn't surprise me. The thing that surprises me was it was done under the Trump IRS. You might say, well, that's you know, thanks, Obama. And Obama IRS screwed everything up. Well, no, not necessarily. It was the Trump IRS in August of 2018 that they said that they looked into it, there was no case to be made, and they were not going to prosecute it. Thanks for your time, but you missed. You swung and you missed. So Doyle and Moynihan appeal that decision. They go up the chain of command here. They appeal the decision. And in order to put public pressure on the appeal, I think they thought, my guess is, they thought, well, if we submit it to the IRS, the IRS just quietly says, nah, no decision, and then we appeal it, then the appeals court says, eh, no decision, and then it all goes away. So what they did instead was they got in touch with a journalist, a guy named John Solomon, writes at The Hill. The Hill's interesting. It writes very conservative pieces. It writes very liberal pieces. It writes very pro-Trump pieces. It writes very anti-Trump pieces. It takes a strong publisher to publish something that you absolutely hate and detest and disagree with. The publisher of The Hill, believe it or not, considering it's probably a leaning left rag, is actually very pro-Trump. He's a lefty, but he's a pro-Trump lefty. He and Trump are big buddies. And there's a lot of stuff published in The Hill that's anti-Trump. I think that's a sign of a good publication. That's why I like to read The Hill on a regular basis, both right and left. I read the right stuff in The Hill. I read the left stuff in The Hill. But he reaches out. Doyle and Moynihan reach out to John Solomon, the journalist at The Hill. And John Solomon recommends. Now, he says, I'll write it up, but you need more than just me beating this drum to draw attention to it. So he says, why don't you get in touch with our friend Mark Meadows, who chairs a subcommittee within the Oversight Committee. And that subcommittee might have jurisdiction over government corruption and IRS corruption, tax corruption. So he gets in touch with Mark Meadows. Meadows looks at it and says, yeah, okay, I'll hold a subcommittee hearing on this, and I'll bring you guys in, and I'll ask you to testify, and you tell me publicly what you saw. That's what took place yesterday. That's what took place yesterday. With that backdrop, frankly, And I you know, philosophically consistent, intellectually honest, I understand why a lot of news people didn't cover it. I understand why it didn't lead the evening news. I understand why CNN and MSNBC didn't carry it in full. I understand why Fox News only carried it partially. Because it was a hearing, a government hearing, to further the private enterprise of Mr. Doyle and Mr. Moynihan. It wasn't a public hearing to get to the bottom of government corruption. Think of how they came into, think of the implications of whether or not the public hearing got steam. Anyway, that's what's going on right here. That's what happened yesterday. But on the off chance it did pick up steam, on the off chance it did look like the news organizations were going to cover it, it seemed like a perfect time for law enforcement agencies to leak to the Wall Street Journal that President Trump's inaugural committee may be under investigation on a pay-to-play scheme. This is from the Wall Street Journal by Rebecca Davis O'Brien and Aruna Viswanatha. You can always tell when something's particularly damaging or the publication believes the story is going to be particularly damaging to the Trump administration. You know how I know? Go to the Washington Post, go to the New York Times, go to the Wall Street Journal. They all have paywalls. They all have paywalls, meaning you have to log in with your subscription to read it. But when I went to the Wall Street Journal this morning, guess who did not have to log in with his subscription? See, I get tax-free subscriptions to these things at a reduced cost because of the radio program. I'm not telling you to go out and subscribe to the New York Times, the Washington Post, or the Wall Street Journal. But I do. I have to. I got to be able to read the stuff or we can't prepare properly for a show. We'd be shortcutting you. But I went to the Wall Street Journal today and I clicked on this story and it didn't prompt me to log in. Meaning this was outside of the paywall. It was also the lead story on Drudge. I've told you Drudge has switched sides on us. Drudge is no longer your friend. Drudge is like Fox News. He looks like your friend. He walks like your friend. He's dressed like your friend. He might even smell like your friend if you get close enough. He chews the same dented cinnamon as your friend, but he's not your friend. Fox News is not your friend. The Wall Street Journal sure as hell is not your friend. How do I know? Story's outside the paywall. Headline, Trump inauguration spending under criminal investigation by federal prosecutors. Not your friend, people. They put it up outside the paywall. Wall Street Journal used to be considered a pretty far right rag. It was the right-wing alternative to the New York Times and the Washington Post. That is until the election of a guy named Donald John Trump. 20 after. We'll be back. If I could turn the page,
talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The best wishes come true at the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. Exceptional offers on all new and used Mercedes-Benz models. The lowest prices of the year at Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. The best year-end offers. It's the holiday event you don't want to miss. Meet the new Mercedes-Benz team and take advantage of fantastic new car prices, like the popular Mercedes-Benz GLC SUV or E-Class sedan. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event at Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery. It's time to love what you drive.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440 or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddle dud sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The average smoker tries to quit up to 30 times, and many are looking for an alternative. Juul was designed by smokers, for smokers, to be a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Juul is a vapor product that contains nicotine for a satisfying transition. If you're one of the 34 million adults who smoke, know that there is an alternative to cigarettes. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com.
Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Tulane University economist Peter Ricciuti helps us make sense of this crazy stock market and the deeper impact of tariffs than we see at first blush. More on the next What's Working with Cam Marston Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
Four minutes after 9 o'clock, Baron Coleman in. Joey told me he's on the way, so he'll be here in a little bit. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. If you've not had the opportunity to get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen, don't call yourself my friend. I've been telling you for too long about Midtown. I think they're our third oldest advertiser behind Alabama Home Mortgage and Riley Manning Painting. I think Midtown came on third. Guys, I'll tell you something about advertising on News and Views. A lot of these people stay for years. Why? Because it works. It works. Midtown Pizza Kitchen will tell you that. Midtown Pizza Kitchen will tell you. They hear from our listeners every single day. The special this week, oh, the rigatoni bolognese. So delicious. So wonderful. So meaty. The pasta's cooked just perfectly. The sauce is just tangy and sweet enough. I'm starving to death, people. Carolyn and I were just talking about eggnog during the break. Oh, Carolyn's here, by the way. Carolyn's here, by the way. So if you don't like the way ice cream calls, today is the day to call. 272-9228. Oh! And it's also Frivolous Friday, meaning there ain't nairn in the rules department. So if you want to call and talk, you don't want to talk about the Trump inauguration spending under criminal investigation by federal prosecutors? You don't want to talk about the hearing that went on yesterday? I know I disappointed a lot of you because you thought that yesterday was the beginning of the end of the Clinton Foundation, and I just had to tell you, sorry, ain't gonna happen. Some people are above the law. Some people are above the law. Bill Clinton is above the law. Every ex-president is above the law. Do whatever they want, provided they didn't do it while they were in office or before. But if after the fact, you're done. Can't do anything. Jimmy Carter could drop a nuclear weapon on Israel, which is probably what he wants to do. And he could get away with it because he's above the law. All right, here is what Wall Street Journal had to say. There's a probe, according to the Wall Street Journal, looking into whether the inauguration committee, misspent funds and donors gave money in exchange for access to the administration. Federal prosecutors in Manhattan are investigating whether President Trump's 2017 inaugural committee misspent some of the record $107 million it raised from donations, people familiar with the matter said. The criminal probe by the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office in its early stages. Now, I'm reading this for a reason. Listen to all this hedging. They're investigating whether the committee misspent some of the money. People familiar with the matter said. The criminal probe, which is in its early stages, also examining whether some of the committee's top donors gave money in exchange for access to the incoming Trump administration. I'll spoil the surprise. They did, as does everybody who donates to an inaugural committee. Kay Ivey will be inaugurated. I'm not knocking Kay Ivey. I like the governor. I voted for the governor. I'm proud of the governor. But like Robert Bentley before her, like Bob Riley before him, like Don Siegelman before him, like everybody before everybody, the inauguration committees are excess. You give money, just like George W. Bush, just like Barack Obama, just like Bill Clinton. If you give money to the inauguration committee, you give $1 million to the inauguration committee, they're going to take a meeting from you, I can assure you. So I'll spoil the surprise. They're going to conclude, yes, people did give money in exchange for access to the incoming Trump administration. Nobody gives to an inauguration committee out of the goodness of their heart. You're not feeding the poor here. This is not altruism. It's beneficence. Whether they gave money for access, policy concessions, or to influence official administration positions, some of the people said. Not all of the people familiar. So we started with just people familiar with the matter. Now, some of them said that the Manhattan office is examining whether or not it happened. Then here is the hook. This is what they want you to read. They know most people stop at paragraph 3, particularly when it's conclusory. So here's what paragraph 3 says. Giving money in exchange for political favors could run afoul of federal corruption laws. Thank you, day one law school student. Diverting funds from the organization, which was registered as a nonprofit, also could violate federal law. Thank you, day two law school. Guys, this is routine. No one's actually being investigated. This is very routine. This is a story they had queued up in the event there was something they needed in order to distract from news that's on the front page. They can't use ISIS attacks anymore because they don't fund ISIS. See, the globalists, the corporatists, they used to fund ISIS. And so whenever they needed something off the front page, whenever the campaign was going badly for Hillary Clinton, you know, she falls down and passes out and gets chucked into a van like a side of beef at a 9/11 celebration. Whenever something like that happened and they needed a side to be distracted, boom, let's get ISIS to go blow something up in Europe. Let's get them to shoot some people. Maybe an office shooting somewhere. That'd be solid. That'll get us off the news for a few days. How about a good school shooting? That'll get us off the news for a few days. One more thing that jumped out at me in this story. The deputy of the inaugural fund was a guy named Richard Gates. And he has met with prosecutors from the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office and Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office. He also pleaded guilty to conspiracy against the United States involving foreign political consulting work unrelated to the campaign. But just like Michael Cohen, he's looking for a deal. And people who are looking for a deal will say anything to be perceived as cooperating. Anything. People looking for a deal will say anything to be perceived as cooperating. They're caught. They're already caught. They're guilty. Their crimes are known. Michael Cohen didn't pay his taxes. That's easy to do. That's a paper transaction. Gates was involved in working for foreigners and didn't register that way. And he didn't pay his taxes. Those are easy things to prove. And he will say anything to get out. I mean, when you're a multimillionaire, you don't want to go to prison. Even a work camp like Maxwell. You don't want to go to prison. It's demeaning. It's humiliating. It takes time out of your life. You don't want to go to prison. And if you can lie and get yourself out of it?
Oh, yeah, I know that, you know, Trump told me this. I know he was aware of that.
I mean, things that can't be proven as lies. But if it furthers the prosecution's goals and they want you to say it, you'll sign your name on anything. If it'll knock a year or two or ten off your prison term. Here's the second thing. The committee was headed by a guy named Thomas Barrack Jr. He's a longtime friend of Trump. He's a real estate developer. Mr. Barrack hasn't been approached by investigators. Now, he was interviewed by the special counsel's office last year. This according, again, to people familiar with the matter. But they only asked Mr. Barrack, according to the Wall Street Journal article, a handful of questions about the inaugural fund. I think Mr. Barrack, I think Thomas Barrack Jr., while he at one time was a friend of Trump, I think he was a plant on the campaign. I think he turned on Trump. I think he was a mole trying to take down Trump. I don't think he thought Trump could win. And he wanted to be on the side of victory, so he was selling out the Trump campaign to the deep state, the Clinton campaign, and the president of the United States at the time, Barack Obama, in order to harm Trump and curry favor with them. This is what billionaires do. I've always said, you can be a millionaire. You can have $1 million and be a pretty good guy. You can maybe have $20 million and be a pretty good guy. By the time you get up to $500 million, $1 billion, $2 billion, $5 billion, you may not have personally killed anybody, but somebody's dead because you're alive. Let's just be honest with you. If you have $1 billion, somebody's dead, and it's your moral culpable fault. You have moral culpability. Whether or not you pulled the trigger, or whether or not you ordered somebody to do it, or whether or not some policy you advocated resulted in the death of somebody, somebody's dead, and they wouldn't be dead if you hadn't lived, and you hadn't taken the positions you'd taken. That's just reality. That's just reality. You don't accidentally accumulate $1 billion. You got to be sharp, conniving, and ruthless. Barrack is a billionaire, by the way. Barrack's a billionaire, and Barrack, I believe, was trying to curry favor with the current administration at the time, the Obama administration, Hillary Clinton, and others, and I believe he set up Trump. The other thing here is they're talking about whether Mideastern money or other money flowed into the inaugural fund. I'll go ahead and spoil that surprise, too. It did. Of course it did. Go look at every inaugural fund ever. They're all full of foreign money. Foreigners can't give money to campaigns. Not supposed to. So the only way they can give is to give to the inaugural fund after the campaign. Or some sham foundation your husband set up to collect billions of dollars. See how this is all tied together? See how this is all tied together? Makes me want to listen to John Mellencamp. So I will. 35 minutes after 9 o'clock. Joey's in. He'll be here in a minute.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is CC Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him, and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the new year is not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919. 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Hello,
everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Black Friday might be over, but the holiday savings are just starting at Bailey Brothers Music Company. It does not matter if you're just starting out or you're the seasoned professional. They've got what you need. Squire Strat Packs, starting at $199, and Bass Packs for $299. Complete drum kits from Mapex for just $399. And if you're looking for something on the nicer side, even though you might be on the naughty list, come check out the River Region's largest selection from Gibson, Martin, Fender, Taylor, and more. From the all-new Fender Player Series to the Gibson Custom Shop, they've got the guitar of your dreams. Located at 231 East Jefferson Street in downtown. Check them out on Facebook and on the web. And remember,
Bailey Brothers Music Company.
Hey, Bailey Brothers Music Company.
Where you are the star.
Hey, at Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. And we're very proud of our Christmas specials that we've had for over 15 years now. Make them very affordable. This year, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. We have a Tiffany Solitaire Diamond Necklace, about 7 points, all in 14-karat white, yellow, rose gold for $100. No one does that in the country except for Marguerite's. Tiffany Solitaire Necklace for just $100 with fine Marguerite's quality diamonds. We're open 7 days a week.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Carry the umbrella. It's going to be wet at times today with scattered to numerous showers around. Kind of a breezy day. Very mild. High temperature up to about 67. Tomorrow, lots of important outdoor activities for sure. Highs in the upper 50s. Rain chances are not zero, but let's say 20% or less, especially first half of the day. A mostly cloudy day, a few sun breaks perhaps. Then on Sunday, pretty nice. High near 60, partly sunny. And then near 60 on Monday as well, with a good bit of sunshine around. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
For a minute, because I was trying to in my mind compare it to Blurred Lines, which in my mind will always be word crimes after the Greg Budell treatment of Blurred Lines. It's kind of similar. Similar enough. Joey, your thoughts?
It's similar in the sense, same chord structure, same rhythm, but I don't think it's the same song.
I don't think it's the same song, but it's clearly inspiration taken from it.
Yeah, I just don't like a lot of these copyright rulings, these sort of things. I think they're crap. Like, I own those chords in that order. Yeah. No, you don't.
Like nobody else has ever played, you know, right. GACD before.
Give me a break.
Yeah, hey. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Interesting story out of Florida. So I'm basically done with this Trump story. You telling me there might be the existence, according to anonymous people, of maybe perhaps an investigation potentially into things that are just standard operating procedure with inaugural committees? I'm not interested.
Well, this politics of scandal and corruption drives you nuts. And it's not just with Trump. I thought the whole Benghazi thing was a blind alley, though a tragedy, but a blind alley. And guess what it was? Wasn't it Republicans out there? Was anybody held accountable? No.
No.
Did we learn any larger foreign policy lessons about it? No, not really. I think the president, Trump, has, maybe. And then, I don't know, the politics of scandal and corruption here at the state level, it doesn't really ever lead to better outcomes in state government.
Have you told Alabama happy 199th today?
No.
It's our 199th birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, talk to me next year when you turn 200, Alabama.
199, I'll
be,
for you?
Yeah, I'll be impressed when you get to 200.
Unbelievable.
No, because this state's obsessed with shiny objects they call corruption, and they don't actually do anything good in terms of policy.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Judge, this is an interesting ruling out of Florida. Somebody raised the issue that a deputy had a duty to confront the gunman instead of hiding behind a pillar like a,
yeah,
a sissy during the Parkland school shooting down in Florida. Broward Circuit Judge Patty Englander Henning found after hearing Wednesday that ex-deputy Scott Peterson did have a duty. To protect those inside the school where 17 people died, 17 were wounded. So she said, you cannot hide behind a pillar like a sissy.
Hmm.
Video and other evidence showed Peterson, the only armed officer, hiding behind a pillar like a sissy. Oh, I added that part. It just says he remained outside while shots rang.
This is interesting because I thought there were Supreme Court cases that said the police do not have to protect you.
Yeah.
But so maybe, though, it's because it's a local sheriff's department and it's an elected position, these sort of things, there's different obligations.
I don't know.
No, in terms of him being a sissy, yeah.
Well, the precedent you're talking about exists for good reason.
Well, right.
So if you're having a heart attack and you call the ambulance, they don't respond for 10 minutes, you can't sue them and say you took too long. You know,
right.
If you'd have been here in 6 minutes, you could have save me.
Somebody's breaking into my home. Police get here, and they don't.
And they don't, and then you die, or you get raped and you know, cut up. You can't say, well, they didn't respond in time.
Right.
Because the police could always be faster.
Right.
They could have a police officer at every front door in the city if you know, and even then it might not be fast enough. Maybe they come in through the back door. And so that exists for good reason. But I guess in this instance, the judge is saying, you were already there.
Right.
You just hid behind a pillar like a sissy instead of went in there and confronted him.
Is it a civil case?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's a negligence lawsuit filed by Andrew Pollock, whose daughter, Meadow, was killed in the attack.
Yeah, he should lose, Peterson. Judge is right.
Yeah.
That if you sign up for that job and you hide when you're there, what the hell are you doing with that badge on?
It's like going into the military, and then when the firefight breaks out, you turn and run away.
Right.
They'll shoot you in the back. Or they have the right to. They could legally shoot you in the back.
Well, and heck,
because they might think you're aiding the enemy.
And, you know, we're giving the guy a hard time, obviously. Maybe he didn't even know he was going to make a decision like that.
No, I'm
maybe
sure
in the
he
moment.
Didn't.
Yeah, he froze, maybe. But just get out of that job. You should not be in that job if you're one to freeze. Like
my
that.
Guess, because I understand he was very, very close to retirement.
Hmm.
My understanding is his. Not my understanding. My gut instinct is he probably had a conversation like this with his wife at some point. Oh, honey, just 2 more months and we're out of this hellhole. 2 more months and we're going to retire by the beach.
Yeah,
2 more months and we never have to worry about when you pull somebody over, whether they're going to shoot you in the head when you go up to give them a ticket. 2 more months and you never have to track a bad guy down a dark alley. And then he shows up and he hears bang, 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 and he's thinking, 2 more months. 2 more months.
See, but I have a feeling when he's hanging out on that beach, you used to live down there in the Keys, right? It's beautiful.
Well, basically Broward County, 2 miles north of Broward County.
Right, so they'll be hanging out in the retirement, you know, scene and
yeah.
relaxing on the beach. He might fall asleep on the sand and all of a sudden he'll hear a whisper. It's like a horror movie. Like he thought he got away from the gunshots. He retired, not quite with honor, but he'll hear like a ghost whisper, coward.
You know what's funny? His attorney basically said as much yesterday.
Yeah.
In the hearing, the attorney said there's no legal duty that can be found. At its very worst, Scott Peterson is accused of being a coward. That does not equate to bad faith. His attorney's basically saying, cops can be cowards. There's not. You can't be sued for being a coward. We'll see how this turns out. This obviously is going to go to the Florida Supreme Court. You got to get through the trial court. The judge is going to have the trial. The judge is not going to not have a trial. The judge will have the trial, and then the appellate court will figure out whether or not there's actually a duty in this situation. I don't know. My guess is it's an issue of first impression. I don't know. Has a police officer in Florida ever been sued for failing to respond once on the scene? I don't know. Hopefully not. I mean, we kind of count on them to be there. And is the whole argument of the anti-gun crowd, the police will show up and protect you?
Yeah.
And this was a gun-free zone. And there were people too young to have guns, even if it wasn't a gun-free zone.
And a lot of people breaking the law. That means, I guess, we need more of them.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting. I saw that pop up on my little radar, and I thought, you know, that's that's certainly interesting. I had to make a short segment this time. I went very long the first segment. Well, but in honor of you, I'm going to play your theme song.
Well, thank you for that, sir. And I just want to say, I feel like I was a little hard on Alabama a second ago, so... Happy birthday, Alabama.
199.
Stop being so stupid in this next year. We can really celebrate 200.
Don't put 199 candles on a cake. It's dangerous. We'll be back.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Don't miss the first ever old-fashioned Christmas celebration at Kickback Ranch and Event Center. This festive event for the whole family takes place Sunday, December 16th between 2 and 7 p.m. Come tell Santa all of your Christmas wishes. Warm your hands around the bonfire and enjoy food trucks, hot apple cider face painting, and Christmas lights galore. That's Sunday, December 16th at Kickback Ranch and Event Center, located just off Highway 331 South in Raymer. For more information, visit Kickback Ranch.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
Hello, I'm Kelly Cooley, business manager at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Guys, get by ASC Credit Union. 9 minutes till the top of the hour. ASC Credit Union is a, 100%. I cannot recommend any other financial institution more highly than ASC Credit Union. Period. End of story. You walk in, you feel like family. They got that absolutely free checking account. What do I mean by absolutely free? There has to be some catch. No, you put a... test me. Go put $1 in your checking account at ASC Credit Union. Don't ever put another dollar in it. Don't ever use your debit card. Don't ever... And it will always be free. Your money will be there whenever you're ready to write that 99-cent check. It will clear. I'm telling you, it's an absolutely free checking account. When I say absolutely free, trust old Baron. It's absolutely free. Your humble host would not lie to you. So get by there. Come for the free checking account. Stay for the interest rates on credit cards and the low interest rates on credit cards, the low interest rates on new and used car loans, commercial lending, personal loans, and so much more. They loan to the person, not the credit score. So if you say, if you went somewhere else and they said, oh, sorry, Mr. Smith, you have a 647. You have to have a 650. Well, go to ASC Credit Union.
Right.
No, okay. Go to ASC Credit. They'll loan to the person. If your personal circumstances show them you're responsible going to pay them back, they'll loan you some money. They'll loan you some money. ASC Credit Union, federally insured NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. That's a good song, Joe.
Yeah, I like that one.
Got early, to Choose by Kiss. I don't know that.
Early Kiss is awesome. They're very
rocking. It's edgier. Yeah. Definitely edgier. It's not so much 70s pop rock, though I do like 70s pop rock.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not the same. Lori.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
To the average person that just clicks on the news and just listens to what's being said to them,
yes.
Okay, we are not those people. We understand that. But to that person that listens, you would really believe that Donald Trump's about to be impeached. I mean, it's coming. Here it comes. It's coming. And because I'm not that average person and I listen with basically it's just noise first thing in the morning while I'm taking care of the animals. But for everybody else out there, and my question is this really going to be something that we really have to deal with down the line, the threat of Donald Trump being impeached? Because I think it's a bunch of, I mean, everybody that donates to the campaign or whatever, they have their reasons for doing it. And just like you said, everybody does.
Well, keep in mind what's going on right now, Lori. We're gearing up for campaign 2020.
Yeah.
Campaign 2020 will need to be a well-financed affair. Your big financial donors are usually Wall Street, the pharmaceutical industry, all the people Trump is basically peeved off, right?
Yeah.
So where's he going to get his money? They want to make sure nobody else steps up to the plate. So how do they do that? We're investigating his donors. We're investigating his donors. Let me tell you from personal experience. I probably shouldn't say this on air.
Well, then don't.
I'm not going to get impeached. A couple of years ago, I went through some legal shenaniganry over in another county here in Alabama. And one of the prosecutors stood up and said, we're going to investigate everybody who's paid him, Mr. Coleman. We're going to investigate everybody who's paid him lately. Guess who didn't get any invoices paid for like 6 months? Yeah. Yeah. Because who's going to pay you when they're going to be investigated, right?
Wow.
The idea is to bankrupt you so that you can't afford to defend yourself, so that you give up. And that's what they're doing to Trump. They don't want.
It really doesn't
want,
have anything to do with
no,
impeachment.
Hell
it has
no.
everything to do with getting him out of the 2020
beating him
election.
In 2020. They're not going to impeach him. They know they can't impeach him.
They don't have the Senate either.
They don't have the Senate. They don't have the House. I mean, they have the House, but they don't have the Senate. Barely. And even if they got a few lukewarm Republicans, they're not going to get to 67.
Right.
They're just not in the Senate. There's only 100. They're not going to get to 67 to get impeachment, and that's what it requires.
But see, what I'm saying is that if you're the average. If you're just the person that goes in there, flips on the news, and believes everything that you're being fed, you would think, oh, that's coming. Oh, Trump's in trouble. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, Trump's about to, you know. And I'm thank you for answering the question.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere. This is all about beating him in 2020. It's
okay.
All about creating an environment where voters are skeptical and donors are unwilling to step up to the plate. This is a natural evolution. Now we're investigating his donors because they have a history on this campaign of pay to play. So if you donate, just understand you might be looked at a little closely. You know, the IRS might do a little auditing of you. The FBI might have to investigate if you're a known Trump donor. That's what.
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you, and I hate to admit this, but I'm going to admit it, is that I've still yet to this day, I don't plaster it on my Facebook, and I don't have bumper stickers on my truck. I don't make it very visible to the public that I am a Trump supporter, only because there is such, it's not the controversy wrapped around it. It's a little bit of weird fear that got instilled, you know, when people are having sodas thrown in their faces and hats knocked off their heads and people are getting, you know what I mean? And getting like inviting some crazed lunatic on the left to make a scene in public because you're a Trump supporter.
Lori, you have come so far in your short time listening to talk radio.
Have I?
You have come so far. And I appreciate you calling. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
She's really coming along nice.
It's impressive.
You can tell when you have students that are striving to do better than average. She's no C student. She's wanting A's and B's, Joe.
Impressive.
East.
Happy Friday. I've got a quick question. Joey, maybe you can help me with this.
Okay.
Barron, do you think that Johnny and Edgar Winter benefited from white privilege? I'm gonna hang up and let you answer the question.
Joey?
Yes, from albino privilege, considering how white those honkies are. I think it added to the mystique, the sort of rock and roll metal mystique. It's like, are they human? Are they part human?
They look like aliens.
Exactly. I think it played into the metal aspect of it. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm calling albino privilege.
That's more than white.
Oh, yeah.
That's extra white.
That's freaky deaky white.
That's pretty white.
Mm-hmm. It's not quite Russian white.
No, Russians are even whiter.
Yeah, they're weird.
Eastern guys. Europeans. Latvians. You seen a Latvian mm-hmm. before? You what? Seen a northern Finn? People, well, like natural people from Iceland?
Is that what Hans Gruber was in the first Die Hard?
Because he was German, wasn't he?
No, I think he was sort of a indistinct Eastern European.
He spoke with a German accent. And he spoke German in the movie, didn't he?
Was it German?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was.
Aren't we German?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was German.
Okay. Anyway. Huh. I mean, who upsets an office Christmas party?
Hans Gruber.
Okay.
Hans Gruber.
Crazy white people.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, our number 272-9228. 272-9228. Why are you looking at me that way? Ich habe Angst.
Oh, I'm waiting for... Oh, Lord. That's why I'm looking at you like that.
Ich habe Angst. Our German-speaking audience picked up on that. We'll be back. If you got no place to go, when you're feeling down.